Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Stone Chapel, a podcast of the staff and friends of the Lanier Theological Library in Houston, Texas. My name is David Capes. I'm the Senior Research Fellow at the Library and your host for this series of podcasts. Our purpose is fairly simple. We want to bring to you great conversations with leading experts from around the world on biblical, theological, historical, and archaeological themes. Well, the list goes on. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Joining me today is Mark Lanier, founder of the Lanier Theological Library. By profession, Mark is a lawyer, one of the best in America, but his passion is for Christ and his kingdom. He's one of the best Bible teachers I have ever heard. He teaches a weekly class at Champion Forest Baptist Church in Houston for 700 to 800 people. You can hear and see Mark's class at biblical-literacy.org. That's biblical-literacy.org. In 2010, Mark and his wife, Becky, established the Lanier Theological Library, an amazing research library in Northwest Houston, Texas. Mark, thanks for joining us.
What a joy to be a part, David. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Now, for people who have not seen the Lanier Theological Library, how would you describe it?
Well, we are an unusual little community tucked away in Northwest Houston, Texas. It's a library of about 20,000 feet. We've got 100,000 plus volumes. We've got pretty good periodicals. We have smoking fast internet. We have free coffee. And you'll see about 30 or 40 patrons a day in here working.
And when I come, I see scholars, I see pastors, I see lay people, I see future PhD students and master's level students here.
Yeah, it's really interesting to get an idea of who all's here. We do have a lot of scholars, a lot of pastors. I was walking around the corner recently and just bumped into Ben Witherington, and I had no idea he was
here. Oh, he was in town, huh?
Yeah, he was in town, just wanted to come by the library. And so scholars like that, you'll see. You do see the students. The most unusual for me is we've had a number of medical students who use our library to study. They said it's got real quiet, good ambiance, and free coffee with fast internet. And so someone listed us on Yelp as the best place to study, regardless of what you're studying.
So where's your medical section here in the library?
Yeah, I don't think they use our books as much, perhaps. But
the setting is amazing. Now, and you designed this building.
I did, in a sense. I stole the design from 7 of my favorite libraries at Oxford. So I went over to Oxford and I took pictures and measurements from these 7 libraries and did a mashup of those features to make this library what it is.
So what is the mission of the library? If you were to describe the mission, what would you say its mission is?
Well, we've got a nice pithy one-sentence mission statement, but to elaborate a little more for the podcast, the mission is to equip those people in serious study for living and defending and teaching and propagating the Word of God.
Pretty clear.
Well, we try real hard to make sure we've got the resources that people need to do that work fruitfully. We let people know when they come, if there's a book or a resource that we do not have that you need, let us know, and through the miracles of the modern world, we can probably have it within 24 hours.
That's quick. Now, is this a lending library?
No, it's not. It's not a circulating library. It's a research library. And so we ask people not to take the books out of the library. We do have high-speed scanners that are free for use, so people can scan what they want and take it through the digital means. But we ask the books stay here.
Now, do they send those to themselves via email, or do they put them on a thumb drive? How do they do that?
They can do it either way. So we try to make it as accessible as we possibly can.
Yeah. So in the future, as you think about scholarship, how would you like to see this place become a resource for evangelical scholars, for medical students, whoever it might be?
In our dream world, this becomes an American Tyndall House, in a sense. Mm-hmm. If we could, we do have one place of residence for scholars in residence that have been used. It's been used by some marvelous people doing marvelous things. But if we had an opportunity to set this up as a think tank where there was a community built inherent within it, Our long-term goals include housing for maybe up to 10 people or something at a time, so that we could have people actually using the library in a diligent, thoughtful way, more than simply coming in when the library is open.
Now, one of the things you do is you host these amazing lectures several times a year. You've had some great scholars come through. Give us kind of a lineup of some of the people that you know have been through that maybe our audience would know.
Well, we've had a ton of wonderful people come lecture on theological matters. Some are obvious theologians, Tom Wright, Alistair McGrath. Others are well known for their writing and their preaching and their service in the kingdom, Don Carson, John Piper. Others are not so well known in theological circles, but they still had something to say. So we had Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, before he passed away, he came and gave a lecture on theology, and it was an interesting lecture. All of these lectures are available free for people to watch on the internet, as well as free to attend as they come up.
So what is that internet address people wanted to know?
The internet address is www.laniertheologicallibrary.org.
So that's all in one word, laniertheologicallibrary.org, right?
Yes, and Lanier is spelled L-A-N-I-E-R.
Well, Mark, thanks for being a part of our podcast today. We appreciate it. Thank you to Brent Johnson, our editor. Thanks as well to Phil Keggy for our music. These podcasts are made possible by the generosity of Mark and Becky Lanier and the Lanier Theological Library Foundation. If you have questions, comments, or would just like to be in touch, please email us at podcast@lanierlibrary.org. That's podcast@lanierlibrary.org. Lanier is L-A-N-I-E-R. Thanks for listening.